So you're married and your husband's in Afghanistan, and then you go to aesthetic school.
As soon as my husband got home, he wanted a divorce. We were scheduled to move to Alaska in a few weeks, and I was totally blindsided.
So he came home from overseas,
yeah,
and just said,
I know we're supposed to move to Alaska in a few weeks, but you're not coming, so.
Wow.
Hey, I'm Lewis the Laser Guy, and welcome to my podcast, Pursue Your Passion. Join me on my journey as we discover how estheticians, nurses, physicians, and complete career changers are living their passion in this booming billion-dollar medical aesthetics industry. Finding your purpose isn't only about making great money, it's about so much more. It's about tapping into your passions and chasing your dreams.
Hey, Brittany, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Nice to see you again.
Me too.
So this is our podcast where we talk about the wonderful world of this billion-dollar medical aesthetics business and how people stumble into it and how their journeys evolve. So thank you for coming to share your story. And you are from Arizona, right?
I am.
Cool. Born and raised in Arizona.
Well, born in Canada, but grew up here.
You're Canadian.
Yes.
Don't they call Canucks? The Canucks, right?
Yes, Canucks.
All right. Are you an American citizen now?
I am. I just became a citizen in November.
Well, congratulations.
Last year. Thank you.
Okay, so living in Arizona, and have you been in Arizona forever? Or?
No, I moved to Tennessee when I was in my early mid-20s.
Because you like country music? Or?
That too. my ex-husband was in the military, so I went out there.
Oh, you got married young, right?
I did.
How young?
I was 23.
Okay, this is first marriage?
Second.
Okay, well, let's back up here. Okay, so let's go back to the first marriage.
Well, I was 19.
And you got married.
We got married,
wow.
And less than a year later, we decided that wasn't a good idea and we shouldn't have done it. So,
okay, was there kids or no kids?
We did have a son together.
Okay,
yep.
So you are a young mommy, huh?
I am, yes.
So you had a baby at what age, 20 or something?
I was 19.
Wow,
yeah.
So just out of high school and having a baby.
Yep.
Got married and it just didn't work out, or?
And it just wasn't the right fit. I think we got married for the wrong reasons and we, you know.
Yeah, well, you do hear that sometimes people say what you want at 19 or 20 is not what you want at 30 or 40 or 50.
Exactly.
We evolve, we grow,
yes.
We change.
Yes.
Okay, so you're married, you have a kid, and then what happened?
We get divorced, and I...
Were you in aesthetics back then, or no?
I wasn't, no. I was working in marketing, direct mail marketing.
At age 20, 21, or...?
Yeah, I started there when I was 17.
Okay, so you were a marketer. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, got married to my second husband.
Husband number two, okay.
Yes.
All right.
We had a daughter together, moved to Tennessee
and
for
what
the
did he
military.
Do for work?
Army.
Army, okay.
Yeah. Had a third child.
All right.
And
waste no time, huh?
No,
boom, boom, boom.
Just get
all
it
right.
done. Get it done. And when he was deployed overseas, I decided to go to aesthetic school.
Okay. Where did he get deployed to?
Afghanistan. Yes.
All right. So you're married and your husband's in Afghanistan, and then you go to aesthetic school.
Yes.
In the state of?
Tennessee,
and you become a legal full-fledged esthetician.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. And then how did it evolve from there, the career?
Well, I as soon as my husband got home, he wanted a divorce. We were scheduled to move to Alaska in a few weeks, and I was totally blindsided.
What happened?
I still don't really know. I mean, there were issues there, but...
So he came home from overseas,
yeah,
and just said...
I know we're supposed to move to Alaska in a few weeks, but you're not coming, so...
Wait. You're supposed to move to Alaska, and he just said, sorry, Britt, you're not coming?
Yeah, I want a divorce.
Wow.
So I packed up my kids and nothing else and moved back home to Arizona and just completely started over.
So all of a sudden, boom, single mom.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and you took the cosmetic laser course at National Laser in what state?
I did. I actually went in Illinois. I went in Chicago, 2015, I believe.
Yeah, I think that was when I met you. So
yes.
Years ago, like 5 years ago.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. And do you remember your experience? It's so long ago.
I do.
Tell me about it. It was amazing.
Yeah. It just was such a great learning experience. Mm-hmm. I made lifelong friends. I actually, you know, had kept in touch with some of the instructors. And one, Samantha Perrin,
uh-huh,
she was visiting Nashville when I was living in Tennessee.
Fun.
I met up with her. She said, how are you?
So you guys like hung out. That's fun.
And I said, you know, I'm not doing so great. My husband just asked me for a divorce. And she said, well, if you're moving back to Arizona, you know, there's so many great opportunities for
jobs.
You know, for jobs.
Yeah,
in the industry. So
that must have been scary, though. Single mom, what do I do, right? How do I pay
yeah,
the bills? I got a kid to feed, right?
Exactly.
Kids.
Yeah. So I moved back to Arizona, and I actually got into the marketing side of things.
In the aesthetic world?
Just working with medical spas and...
Awesome.
You know.
Awesome. So yeah, I know you've got the gift of gab, so I'm sure you're a great marketer. And what's the lifelong dream? What's the future ambition?
Well, I'm currently in school finishing up prerequisites to hopefully get into a nursing program so that I can become a nurse injector and just do... Then I can do it all.
So let's talk about being a nurse injector. Botox, dermal fillers, PDO threads, sclerotherapy, kybella, like all those fun injections.
Everything. I want to do it all.
That's cool. And what made you think injections?
I just think it goes so well with laser and aesthetics to be able to do all three. It's like the perfect marriage.
Right. And I have to ask, have you ever had an injection?
Because you're beautiful. I have.
What have you done?
Botox and filler.
All right. One time or?
No, I keep it up. I gotta stay looking young.
Okay. So how often do you do Botox?
About every 3 to 6 months.
Okay. Lift your eyebrows.
I'm due.
You're due. All right. Okay. The time is right. Okay. Yes. And how about fillers? What do you have done last?
I had my lips done last, and I've had my cheeks done in the past.
Okay. So talk about cheeks. Like, what does it do for the cheeks?
Well, I have a very thin face. Okay. So when I had filler, it kind of gave me a little bit more shape and pulled things up nice and tight.
Awesome.
And I don't think there's anything left in there now. I might be due for that too.
All right. And you've done your lips too, you said?
I have. Yeah.
Okay. Did you have like smaller lips before or?
Yeah, they were thinner, just not as plump, not as full.
Right. For people watching or listening today, thinking, gosh, dermal fillers on the lips, it's probably nerve-wracking before you do the first time, right?
Like, yes.
What were you thinking and feeling? I know you wanted that result, but what were you thinking? What was going through your mind before you had that first lip treatment?
I was so nervous. I was wondering, should I even be doing this? And, of course, after the first time seeing all the swelling, I thought, oh, my God, I just made a horrible mistake. But after everything went back to normal, I was hooked. Awesome. I can't go back to how it was before.
Do you think the fact that you actually had injection treatments on yourself made you think, wow, I want to do this for other people and make them look good and build their confidence, and that's why you're in nursing school now?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I always knew I wanted to be a nurse at some point. That was kind of the original plan before aesthetics.
Good for you.
But now seeing how they can all go together, it's just a no-brainer.
Awesome. So when you went to National Laser in Chicago 5 years ago, did it meet your expectations? What were you thinking? Like, what do you know about lasers and National Laser before you went?
I didn't know a whole lot. All I knew was that my research I had done on the internet was, you know, basically solidified that National Laser was number one, highly recommended by anyone who had attended before. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know anything about lasers. I was so nervous. I was so scared.
Yeah.
Especially during didactic, I'm thinking, oh my God, how am I actually going to put my hands on one of these things and treat
medical
someone?
Devices, right?
Yeah. But once you start doing the hands-on and get a little more comfortable with it, you realize it's super, super easy and it's fun.
Yeah. I did an interview just this morning with a gal, and she said she was so skeptical because she's like, how in 2 weeks could I learn a whole new skill and get a job? It seemed almost too good to be true.
Yeah.
Were you thinking the same thing? Or
I was, yeah. And if I had stayed in the Nashville area, I know I would have been working in laser.
Right. But the whole life scenario, divorce and moving and all those things. I don't know. Life happens. But
life
happens for a reason. So we become a better version of ourselves. So for people out there that are checking out the world of either aesthetics or medical aesthetics, whether it's facials, peels, cosmetic lasers, injections, or any of this world. And let's say they come from a different world. Maybe they're a marketing person too.
Yeah.
Maybe they're a stay-at-home mom. Maybe they're real estate. But they want to do something different. What would be like your words of wisdom for this industry of medical aesthetics?
I would say jump right in because there's so many different avenues that you can take. You know, like with me, I was, you know, working in a spa for a while, but now I'm on the marketing side of things. There's just so many different directions you can take it. Mm-hmm. If you're passionate about the industry, just go for it.
Right. And do you feel like medical aesthetics is your passion?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
Well, awesome. Thanks for your time, my dear. I appreciate
Thank
catching
you.
Up and best of luck in your cosmetic nurse injection journey.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Thank you for listening to the Pursue Your Passion podcast. Are you interested in learning more about the medical aesthetics industry? Well, feel free to visit us online at nationallaserinstitute.com or connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. I'm Louis, the Laser Guy, and we'll see you next week.